Now, Bill, looking around the room in which we are now sitting, it is obvious to me that the work which you did at Craven Dunnell's as a tile painter has been your hobby right throughout your life, because all around us here we have various paintings which you have done over the years of various scenes here in the Ironbridge Gorge. Where, in fact, did you receive your early training, Bill, and how did you come to get... obtain this interest in art?
Well, no, I can't tell you that, Ken, because it's something we've never fathomed out in the family. I seem to have come out of the blue somewhere, but my father insisted that we two boys each did 2 years in the business and learnt the business, family business, the riddles and the bellows and that, and then we could please ourselves what we did after then, but we got to do that time there. So I bounced out and went down to Dunnell's.
This is Craven Dunnell's.
Craven Dunnell's of Jackfield. That's right, by Moores, doing exactly the same thing as Moores. And, as regards the training, I did my training at Fools' School of Art training at Corbidale School of Art, which is... I'm sorry to say, it seems to be declining. I don't know.
This, of course, was long before you left school.
Oh, yes, at the age of 10. I went up to Coverdale Art School at the age of 10. And my father used to leave, finish work and come and fetch me back some evenings. And sometimes he didn't have time. And, but anyway, it was a long, long way for a lad of 10. from the wharfage up to the art school. However, I used to do it.
Could you tell us something about this art school in Coverdale?
Actually, it was a very, very famous art school. Really, there was one lad who was educated there, and he ended up being the chairman of the education committee, educational part of the London County Council. And he went through Coverdale Art School. The training part, nobody was trained up there for designing tiles or anything like that. It was general education, and you did your study of design on a paper on light and shade, freehand, another one for, well, different things. And then when you acquired those, you were sort of fully fledged.